Hey everybody, it's Siyama Parker here. Welcome to week one of Profit School. Today we're going to cover a very, very, very important topic. But first of all, let me just tell you that the videos for Profit School, the goal is to make them as short as possible, 10 minutes to 20 minutes max. So I'm going to try pace myself, make sure that I cover this video within a very short period of time, because the goal is a simple one. At the end of this video, I'm going to give you an exercise, and I would like you to do it. And you're going to receive these videos every week. As you can see, this is week one, so week two will be coming next week, and on and on and on and on. Anyway, today, what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk about knowing your target. And I don't think this is a foreign concept, because if you're going after anything, whether it's the beginning of the year, whether it's the beginning of a project, you always have to know what you're going after. You always need to know what it is you want to achieve at the end. What is your goal? What is your target? So let's jump right into it. What are you going to learn today? What can you expect to learn from today's session? The first thing you're going to learn is the importance of clarity, because you need to be clear. If you're going after anything in life, you need clarity. You need to be clear of what it is you're going after. You can't have a fuzzy image or a vague idea of what it is you're going after. The second thing I'm going to talk about today is what I call the billionaire's understanding of clarity and risk. And I'll explain this as we move forward. The third thing is why failure is guaranteed for most people. And number four, how to create clarity for yourself. Because the reason you're here for yourself. You're not representing anyone else. So the goal is to help you make these things happen for yourself. And lastly, why now is a great time. This is week one. Why now is a great time for you to refocus, because you've been doing whatever you've been doing up to this point. Now we're almost like pressing a reset button to say, hey, let's refocus. Clarity, as you can see there, I've got a picture of a bull's eye, right there in front of you. It's a picture of a target, if you like. But as you can see, our dart is right in the bullseye, right in the middle, right there in the middle of the target. But the question I want to ask you, as you look at that, because all of us, we've got a lot of goals to do many things, But if I may use this image as an analogy, a lot of the goals that we have, they are all over the place. They are all over there. The question then is, what is it for you? What is that one thing? 12 months from today, what is the one thing that you would say, if you could achieve that, you would feel that you've had a very, very, very successful year? What is that one thing for you? Let's go further. So as we move forward, I want you to have this picture in mind. I want you to keep trying to refine in your own mind the one thing for you that will define success for the next 12 months. Yes, you've got a lot of things. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to address all of the things that you think you want to achieve this year. But when all is said and done, we're going to boil it down to one thing. And I'll explain this. So let's move forward. Now, as we move forward, here are the questions I have for you. Here are the two very simple questions I have for you. What is your one singular point of focus? A year is long, but at the same time, a year is short. You only have 12 months. You only have 52 weeks. And a lot of things, a lot of important things in life, and a lot of big things that you want to go after, they take long. So let's say you want to go after something and you've got 50 weeks. What is that one thing that if you could give yourself 50 opportunities or 50 chances to get it right, what would it be for you? That each week, you say every Monday when you get up at the beginning of each week, I'm going after this thing. And I'm going to try to hit it and hit it and hit it this week. And next week, I'm going to try again. If you were to give yourself 50 opportunities to achieve something that is worthwhile, what would it be for you? Because a year is not as long as we think it is. My second question, can you really hit a target you don't see? Because a lot of us, you know, people beginning of the year or beginning of projects, people have all these goals and resolutions that they want to go after. But a lot of them, they're not very clearly defined. A lot of them are very vague. Now, the question I want to ask you, can you really hit a target you don't see? Of course, the answer is there, right in front of you. You can't hit a target you don't see. So would you agree then with me that it's important that you need to define your target before you could go after it? Now, as you can see, I've got a picture there in front of you of Marina Bay Sands Hotel. It's a hotel in Singapore, one of the top hotels in the world. But the question you probably ask yourself, why are you showing me this here? What's this got to do with goals? Here's the reason I'm showing you this. Here's the reason. I'm writing now on the screen that this hotel cost $2.4 billion to build. And this hotel was built during the recession of 2008-2009. It was built around that period. In fact, it didn't cost $2.4 billion. It cost $2.6. The original budget was meant to be $2.4, but it ended up costing $2.6 billion. Now, the question I have for you, imagine before the hotel was built, when the owner realized that he would have to spend $2.4 or $2.6 billion to build this hotel, and there was nothing there. How much clear do you think he had to be in order for him to be comfortable to part with $2.6 billion? Do you think he said, let's give it a shot, let's just go and see, we'll knock it out as we go, we'll thrash it out as we go? Or do you think he had to be absolutely clear and know for sure that he's got everything within his power to make this hotel possible? Think about that. Think about that. Think about that for yourself. And again, I'm going to go deeper in this. So here's what I'm saying here. Billionaires dream big and they risk big. They put their hard-earned billions of dollars on new projects. Now the question is, how much clarity do you think they need? How much clarity do you think they need to do this? How clear do you think they have to be in order to be comfortable risking billions of dollars? That's the question I have for you. That's the question. I think about you. Think about your goals. If you were a billionaire and you were to risk billions, how much clear would you have to be before you part with your money? Now let's contrast billionaires to ordinary people. Here's what I've observed. Let alone billions, most people are so fuzzy about their goals, they are not even willing to risk abundant resources they already have. And I'm saying abundant resources here. These are resources they already have. They may not have billions. They may not have billions to risk, but they already have certain resources, and these are the resources I'm talking about. Belief, time, effort. A lot of people, they have got all these goals and these fuzzy resolutions, but what they lack is belief. They don't believe in them. They're not even willing to risk believing in their own dreams. How much is belief? How much does it cost to just believe in something? Secondly, they have time. We all do. Most people are not willing to risk time in order to pursue and achieve their goals. And lastly, most people are not even willing to risk effort in pursuit of their dreams. Contrast this now with billionaires that risk billions to build hotels and to build new projects. Contrast that now with a person who doesn't have billions, but they have abundant resources, but they're not even willing to commit their own belief, their own time, and their own effort. And then they wonder why they're not succeeding. So a lot of people are doomed and guaranteed to fail simply because they're not willing to they don't take enough time to have clarity. And to have enough clarity to a point where they are comfortable risking belief, risking time, and risking effort in pursuit of their own goals. Now, let's talk about you. Now, this is the first week of the next 12 months. This is our first session in this series, and we're going to do this for the next 52 weeks. This is a perfect time. I've said this before. It's a perfect time for you to refocus, and it's a perfect time to, for you to clearly define your target. A lot of people, you know, set goals, set resolutions, and it's like, yeah, something we do. But the reality is that clarity is important. You know, the reason why a lot of people wonder why they're not happy with life is because they never take time to clarify what their target is. And I don't want you to fall in that trap. I want you to take time. You know, I've got an exercise here for you that I would like you to do just to clarify for yourself what your target is. And on top of that, it will also give you enough comfort to believe in your own goals, to believe enough to commit your own time in pursuit of this goal, and also to commit your effort and other resources in pursuit of this goal. So, let's look at the exercise. But before we go into the exercise, I want you to take this exercise so seriously that every 90 days, do this exercise for yourself. Every so often, you will go off track. It's like an aeroplane. You know, a plane that is flying from Joburg to Heathrow in London, it doesn't fly on a straight line. It keeps veering off course. And the pilots always have to keep it back in line. Apparently, about close to 90% of the time, a plane is off course. It doesn't fly in a straight line. They try by all means, obviously, to fly in the correct direction of the destination, but they will always be veering off course, and they always have to keep bringing it back on track. And it's the same thing with us. How many goals have you had over the last 10 years? And how many of those have you achieved? Of course, this is a rhetorical question because a lot of people don't even remember the goals they had 4 years ago. They may remember one because there are all those goals, there are those goals that keep nagging at you, that never let go of you. But most goals, we forget them. So all I'm saying is that every 90 days, just pull out this exercise, do it again, do not copy from the previous 90 days. Because you will get more clarity when you realize how many of your ideas are persisting. You know, what I would like you to do every 90 days, compare. Go back after you do the exercise and then go back to say, what did I write the last time? You know, that's you now getting yourself back on track. Some of you who are about to do this exercise, you've done this before because I've given you an exercise similar, not exactly this one, an exercise similar to this. And you may think, oh, well, I've done it before. No. I want you to do it again. Do it again because it will give you so much clarity. You have no idea how much you've changed over time. And that's why I want you to do this every 90 days. And the exercise itself is attached on this page where you're watching this presentation. There's a PDF file with the exercise. So I want you to look at. But let's look at the exercise. What will you see in your worksheet? These are the questions. There are about six of them. The first one, I want you. You've got your lifetime. You know, you've got your whole life to live. If I were to ask you what are the 100 most important things you would like to do, the kind of experiences you'd like to experience while you're alive, what things would you like to have? I'm talking about material comforts. And what about yourself would you like to improve to create the best possible version of yourself? before the ultimate deadline of life. And I'm not going to say the word, it starts with a D. You know what I mean. That there's a deadline and you cannot negotiate that one. You cannot postpone it. What are the 100 things? And I want you to take a piece of paper, write this list of 100 things for yourself. Do it for yourself. The second one is 100 reasons. When you've got enough reasons to do something, you always find a way. The why takes care of itself. I mean, the how takes care of itself. When the why is clear, that is your reasons, the how tends to take care of itself. So what are your 100 reasons? And I'm saying 100 for a reason because I know that around about 30, a lot of people start running out of ideas. Like, oh man, I thought I'd written everything. I mean, if you can't think of 100 reasons why you should have your best possible life, what are just the chances that you're going to achieve that life? You need to be fired up, so pumped up with so many reasons. In fact, Dr. John Demartini, who talks a lot about an exercise like this, he always encourages people to do 1,000, to have 1,000 reasons. All I ask for is 100. I know it's going to be hard. And here's the trick. You're not going to stop in the middle. Don't do 50 and say, I'll do another 50 tomorrow. No. Do 100 in one sitting. So do the first 100, question one, in one sitting. Don't stop. Set a timer. Set a timer for 2 hours and work on this exercise nonstop. Finish part one. Finish number one. Take a break. A day off if you like, but take a break. All of this, remember, it needs to be done within this week. It needs to be done within this week before next week's lesson and next week's work come to you. But by the end of the week, this needs to be done. So the first 100, the second 100, but don't break in the middle of the 100. Finish the 100. The third question is about the one thing. Remember we said you can't hit all 100 of them at the same time. Choose one. What is going to be the one for the next 12 months? That's going to be the bullseye that I'm going to help you with. The next thing is about working. You need a plan. You know, a lot of us get so bogged down working in our businesses, doing sales, marketing, you know, delivering to clients. But now, if somebody said, look, build a business because I want to buy it from you next year. Build a business that I can buy. Wouldn't you take time to create systems for your business? Wouldn't you take time to work on the business to make sure that this business, by the time it's ready to be sold, it's a package? So that's what I mean by working on your business. This comes from The E-Myth by Michael Gerber. If you haven't read that book, The E-Myth, E-Myth Revisited, get a copy of it because it's about the entrepreneurial myth. And if you want me to explain this to you, I know that I'm not really going deeper into this. During our session, ask me about this on your business, in your business stuff. Use that opportunity so that I can explain this to you if it's not clear. Because you need to, every week, I would recommend that you spend at least 1 hour working on your business, on the systems of your business to say, why is my business not efficient enough? Why do we need to improve? At least 1 hour a week. Number five, if we're meeting 12 months from today, having this conversation, what the conversation about you and your success, that is, what would have to happen between now and then for you to feel that you've made great progress and you are happy with your success? What would have to happen? Think about it. Imagine it's 12 months from today and look, now you are looking back. You are looking back now over the last 12 months. What would have had happened that would make you so happy, that would make you look back with a big smile on your face? I want you to write as many of those things as possible. The last one, I want you to imagine it's 10 years from today. It's now 2015, now think 2025. That question is about an article that's written about you and your success. Imagine you reading about you in Sunday Times. What would be in that article? There are the questions that prompt you. Who will you be 10 years from now? When they say your name, what will be the first thing that jumps in people's minds about you? Where and how, in that newspaper, what will they say how you started? How would you have made your first million? How did you create your world over 10 years? The secret to your success. What will be in that article? I wanted to, some of you have written this article. I wanted to write it again. please write it again. And I want you to go back. So in a year, because you're going to do this every 90 days, you're going to do this exercise 4 times a year. And let me tell you something. It's going to change your life. It's going to change your life. You will thank me later. Believe me, you will. So I told you I was going to keep this video pretty short. So I think I'm going to stop it right here. Again, when we're having our one-on-one session, please use the opportunity to ask me any questions you have so that I can explain things to you, and do that within the next couple of days. Because next week we've got a new exercise. So don't put this off by a week. Just do it, and do it now. Anyway, let's leave it at that. Just want to say thank you very much. Have a great week ahead. And of course, if you have any challenges, any questions for me, you know what to do. Drop me an email, or let's schedule a session and let's discuss it. Thank you very much. Have a great week ahead. Take care. Bye-bye.